This is True Girl, a podcast for girls and their moms. Together, we'll explore God's truth for us, one drive at a time. You're about to grow closer to each other and closer to Jesus. This podcast is hosted by Dana Grush, author of Lies Girls Believe and The Truth That Sets Them Free, and her friend, Stacey Rudolph. In this season, they're detectives, Bible detectives. And so are you. As we learned last week, it's okay to question the Bible. In fact, it's good to search the scriptures day after day and see if what people are teaching is true. So in season 6 of the True Girl podcast, we're investigating questions people have about the Bible. Questions like, what is the Bible really? And who wrote it? That's what we'll figure out today. If you've been wondering about that, don't worry, you're definitely not the only one. So True Girl, let's get into detective mode and go on a Bible mystery solving adventure. Our investigation destination is a very quiet location. Let the great Bible investigation continue as we tiptoe quietly into the second episode of season 6. It's called, What is the Bible and Who Actually Wrote It?
Dana, this old library is so cool. That wooden staircase is sweet.
It really is beautiful, isn't it? You know, I know we can get books and information online so easily now, but there's something kind of special and kind of nostalgic about going to the actual library.
I totally agree.
Stacey, I thought you weren't going to wear your detective outfit this week.
You know, I wasn't, but there's something about dressing the part of a Bible detective. It makes my brain more tuned in to what we're talking about. Does that sound silly?
No, that's one thing I love about you, Stacey. You go all in. Hey, Stacey, let's go into one of those private study rooms. That way we won't disrupt everyone when we get louder.
That sounds like a plan.
Whew, now that's better. So, Dana, let me tell you why I asked you to meet me here at the library.
Okay, is it going to help us complete the great Bible investigation?
It sure is.
Okay, today we actually want to answer this question. What is the Bible and who actually wrote it?
That's kind of like two questions.
Yeah, so let's break it down. What is the Bible?
Glad you asked. And I did my homework this week. I got this one, Dana, all right? So, the Bible is not just a book, but actually an entire library of books, letters, poems, and records. It all started with the written documents of the ancient people group called the Hebrews. In some ways, the Hebrew people were like any other ancient civilization. But among them were some people called prophets who were literary geniuses. They loved writing. And this starts to help us understand the question of who wrote the Bible. These guys wrote about how the world began. They wrote about their history, including wars and victories. They wrote down the laws of their land and how it was protected, and so much more. Altogether, these writings tell one long story of how God is working to bring hope for the whole world through one person, called the Messiah. These prophets believed that God was speaking to his people through the things that they wrote. But the prophets stopped writing, and the Messiah had not come. For roughly 400 years, no writing, silence from God. But then Jesus Christ was born, and he told people that he was fulfilling what those prophets wrote about. He died on a cross to pay for the sins of the world and then rose from the dead. That's about when a group of people called the apostles, well, they started writing down what was happening. The apostles were eyewitnesses to the life of Jesus, and they wrote 4 books about his birth, life, and death. And then recorded how people started to believe that Jesus was the Messiah, the Son of God, and had come to save the world. They called that the Good News and wrote letters to the people who believed the Good News to instruct and encourage them in how to be a Christian or Christ follower. The apostles saw their writing as the fulfillment of the things the prophets had written about before Jesus was born. They were continuing the story. they also believed that God was speaking to people through the things that they wrote. Altogether, over 40 writers, mostly prophets and apostles, wrote parts of the Bible. They did this over a period of more than 1,500 years, and then they stopped writing. Since then, people have taken all those individual books, letters, poems, and more, and they put them into one collection, kind of like a library. We call that collection the Bible.
Well, look at you. I am super impressed, Stacy. You brought us to a library because the Bible is like one. Lots of books in one collection.
Yep. But we still haven't really answered who wrote the Bible.
Right. Time to solve a Bible mystery. Put on your detective hat, true girl. I hope it's not as silly as Stacy's.
Hey.
Hey, let me read our focus verses for today. I want to read two verses to you. Let me start with 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. Mm. Such a great scripture about, well, scripture. True girl, judging by that verse, who would you say wrote the Bible? God, right? Okay, hold on to that answer and let me read another verse to you. This is 1 Corinthians 16:21. It says, I, Paul, write this greeting in my own hand. So, judging by that verse, who would you say wrote the Bible?
That verse clearly refers to one of the apostle writers, Paul. Is it contradicting evidence? Let the investigation begin. Clue number one to find out who wrote the Bible. The Bible itself seems to tell us that it was written by God and people. End note.
Well, that's sort of right, and also kind of not right. Why don't you read again the beginning of 1 Timothy 3:16, Stace?
Okay. It says, all scripture is inspired by God.
Yeah, inspired by God means that all the truth in the Bible ultimately comes from him. He is the source of all that amazing life-changing truth.
So it's like when the prophets and apostles were doing all that writing, their pen was moved by their hand, but their heart was moved by God?
Yeah, exactly. Paul did pen 1 Corinthians in his own handwriting, but the words he wrote were actually inspired by God in a very special way. So God told Paul what to write. God is the true author of the book of Corinthians and everything else in the Bible.
Clue number two to find out who wrote the Bible. Humans wrote it with their hands, but God is the one who told them what to write. End note. That is really cool. I can kind of picture that, like Paul and other authors of the Bible are sitting at their desk writing, and God is invisibly speaking into their heart about what to write. That's awesome.
Yeah, and actually, Stacey, let me tell you about something else that I find so interesting. While the human prophets and apostles wrote the truth God told them to write, their individual personalities and styles of writing came through. For instance, when you read what we call the Gospels, the four books that tell the story of Jesus' birth, life, and death, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, well, they're all telling the same story, but in different ways based on their personalities and their experiences with Jesus.
Like you read a lot about God's love in John's book, so he must have been a very intimate and affectionate man.
Yeah, exactly.
And like I mentioned, some books of the Bible have really different forms of writing. Like there's teaching, you have letters, and even poetry.
Yeah, in fact, that's a pretty interesting thing. We're going to learn more about that in a couple of weeks.
Clue number three to find out who wrote the Bible. While God told the people what to write, he still let their personality shine through in the writing. End note. Dana, I have a little Bible fact for you. You want to hear it?
Always.
Evidence suggests that Moses wrote the first five books of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. But did you know many Bible detectives believe he also wrote some of the Psalms?
Well, I actually heard that recently and it surprised me. Hey, true girl, there's so much to learn about the Bible. And right now it's time for your mom and daughter conversation time. Now, you know the Bible was inspired by God, but penned for him by more than 40 men. So I'm going to guess you know some of their names. I want you to get a piece of paper or open a note on your smartphone and see how many you can list. We got you started with Moses.
That's a great idea, Dana.
Hey, are you going to check out any books while we're here?
I could not be in a library and not check out books, Stacey. I'm looking for a book on Valais black-nosed sheep. I'm so new to this breed. I don't even know if I'm saying that word right. But I'm buying a baby lamb for my farm next week.
Oh, that sounds so fun, so adorable. I want to be there when you're bottle feeding that baby. I'm sure you'll find something on that topic in the library.
What about you? You going to check anything out?
Mm-hmm. I'm headed straight for the mystery section.
Mm-hmm. Of course you are.
I love going to the library. So many possibilities. And I love how God breathed his words into so many authors to write the Bible. I hope you spend time reading your Bible every single day because it helps you get to know God. After all, as we've just learned, the words in your Bible are his words. I guess that's why we sometimes call our Bible God's Word. Let me suggest a way for you to build the habit of spending time in God's Word. The True Girl subscription. Each month, we send you devos, mom-daughter conversation plans, memory cards, and a coloring page. And every other month, we fill up a box to ship your way to enhance your mom and daughter discipleship experience. Each True Girl subscription box has a special theme. Right now, we're shipping the Pajama Party Box to explore what the Bible says about positive peer pressure. The box is packed full of fun things. Things like a music box button that plays the True Girl original music, a make-it-yourself candy necklace kit, and more. You can subscribe today at mytruegirl.com/subscription. While supplies last, we'll ship the Pajama Party Box that teaches about positive peer pressure. But even if you miss it, we can get you in the rotation for the next discipleship box. If you're wondering where Dan is taking Stacy next week, I'll give you a hint. You're going to meet a very fluffy and talkative friend named Samson, and Stacy's gonna need her allergy medication. Goodbye, True Girl. Talk to you next week. The True Girl podcast is produced by Revive Our Hearts, calling women of all ages to freedom, fullness, and fruitfulness in Christ.